I'm Vicky Merrick. The local food report is coming up now with Elspeth Hay. This week, as part of our series on fermented foods, Elspeth talks with a woman from Wellfleet about a fermented dairy product.
Have you ever heard of kefir? It's the Russian word for a sour-tasting drink made with cow's milk. A lot of people confuse it with yogurt, but it's actually made very differently. Here's Helen Miranda Wilson of Wellfleet.
Kefir is much more robust and easy to handle than yogurt. The kefir grains, which are translucent and kind of gelatinous, or sometimes they come like a piece of coral, mine is broken up into many small granules.
These granules are living organisms. They're a community of over 30 different types of microbes, including familiar food fermenting bacteria like lactobacilli, also found in yogurt. But kefir is much more complex. So far, no one has been able to reproduce it by combining these bacteria in the right environment. Instead, each kefir grain is essentially born, formed from spontaneous symbiosis in the right conditions. Where kefir grains like to live is in milk. Here's Helen again.
I put the grains with whole organic milk, which gives me the best results, and put it in the oven, which has a pilot light that's on all the time, overnight. This is overnight. I did it at about this time yesterday morning. And what I do then is I have a nice, large, stainless steel, non-reactive sieve. I put it over the container that I'm going to keep it in. And I basically bang it out. I sort of shake it and tap it on the edge. And the kefir all goes down into what I'm going to keep it in. And about once every 2 weeks or 10 days, I sieve out the grains. And then I put it in the fridge until I need it.
So it's not like yogurt where you take a scoop of your old yogurt and put it in the new. You actually have a grain that keeps getting passed from one batch to the next?
Yes, and sometimes I throw some out or give it to somebody because it grows, particularly in summer. It's like everything else. It depends on the season. Now, take a taste of this kefir, which I made yesterday.
Oh, it's good. It's more tangy than yogurt. Helen says it reminds her of yogurt she ate years ago in Greece, which was different than the kind of Greek yogurt that's popular in the U.S. now. Less processed and with a lot more acidity. The taste reminds me of buttermilk or homemade yogurt. Sour, but not in an off-putting way.
It's really good. It has a kind of fresh, clean taste and has that edge to it, that acidic edge that all fermented things have.
So what do you eat it with?
Well, I have it in the morning with, you know, some different things put in it. Honey, muesli, almonds, whatever. And I also have it, dribble it on soups and stuff. And as you can see, because I make it with whole milk, it's pretty thick. You know, it's not sort of runny like what you get in the store, which is, you know, perfectly good, but it's expensive.
It's also not usually real kefir. Most of the dairy drinks sold commercially as kefir in the U.S. are actually made using starter cultures that are known to be part of the kefir organism, but aren't real kefir grains. They're fermented more like yogurt, where bacteria is introduced and can be controlled. Because selling kefir with living grains can lead to all kinds of complications for distributors. Packages bulge when the product keeps fermenting. Sometimes alcohol percentages exceed the legal limit. It's hard to keep things consistent. But for kefir lovers, this is part of the fun of experimenting with this dairy-loving creature. Helen says she lost her first kefir grains when she left them with a house sitter, and it was like losing a beloved pet.
I almost wept after all those many years after losing it. I found my second kefir culture from a student that I was mentoring, and I mentioned that I had a sourdough starter, and she said, well, I do that, and I also have kefir grains. And I looked at this young woman as if she was a goddess, and I said in the shaky little non-teacher voice, can I have some of them? And she sent them to me in the mail, and I've had them ever since.
Helen makes a new batch of kefir roughly every 10 days by straining the kefir grains out of the batch of kefir she's eating and putting them in a clean bowl with fresh milk. She sometimes adds heavy cream to make it richer. And she says the kefir will last for up to a month in the fridge.
It's nice and thick and creamy. It's sort of like the consistency of well-whipped cream, and it's very potently good.
It's also really good for you. For starters, it has 3 times the amount of probiotics as yogurt. You can learn more about the health benefits of kefir and how to make it on our website. For WCAI's Local Food Report, I'm Elspeth Hay.
If you like the idea of experimenting with kefir and other fermented foods, check out the work of self-described fermentation revivalist Sandor Katz. He's written several books about fermenting, and you can find a link to more about them on our website at capeandislands.org. The Local Food Report is edited by Jay Allison and produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole. I'm Vicki Merrick. Thanks for listening.